good afternoon, everybody, from around the world, in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen. So glad that you're here. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus. I'm glad you are joining and supporting this show. November skies this month, well, we'll come back to that. Everybody can get their little pen or paper to, you know, take notes down so you know about certain dates. Since it's going into the fall, hopefully Mina will be here some Sundays with us and definitely on Monday night. So don't forget, we are here Monday nights at 6 p.m. Now that it's going into the fall, wonder what is around the corner in our lives, career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs. Hey, maybe you're moving. We'll cover all that and more. It is my pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. I will give you answers to the best of my ability. What you do with the information is up to you. Now, we have daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're off on the weekends. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. We really appreciate that, and donate. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages to send me or Nina, you can go to the website, as I said, theessenceofsuccess.net. Right on the front page, you go down, you'll see message board. You can send us messages. So we do appreciate that. Now, our show phone is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And don't forget to push 1 so you can get into the queue. Okay, is everybody ready? I mean, we'll do prayers before I take the first call, but let's get the information out for what's going on here in November. Hello?
Linus.
Oh, yes, Nina's here. Yay. Okay, let me get out of that. Here, I think. Oh, okay, you got me out. I hope so.
No, I didn't. I didn't get you out. But anyways, yes, I'm sorry I'm late, everyone. My damn laptop was acting up and would not connect for me. So, yes, I'm here now. Sorry I've been away for so dang long, but hopefully I can continue to be here every week. I have one announcement before prayers, please.
Go ahead.
It's happy, happy, happy 20th birthday to my grandson, Malcolm. Happy birthday, Malcolm. I love you.
Happy birthday, Malcolm. Yes, indeed. We remember you. Well, listen, do you want me to drop out the chat room now so you can log in?
Please.
Okay, I'm out. You got it.
Okay.
Just went out. Okay. Hello, I'm so glad you're here today. Yay, Nina. Okay, now if you guys got your pen and paper, I'll give you some dates here. So the new moon is on the 7th, which is this Wednesday. Okay, write that down. The full moon is the 22nd, which is Thanksgiving Day. Yes. Okay. And then also on the 6th of this week is Election Day. So all you folks across the nation, I know we have people around the world from the Philippines, Dubai, and all that listening, and England. But for us here in the United States, this is a very important mid-year election. So it's on the 6th, the Tuesday. Yeah, it's election. So if you haven't got your ballot in or go to the polls, I don't know how each state operates. There's different rules and regulations. But just get out there and vote. I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, or independent. We got to show that we're concerned about our country and where it's going. Okay, and then on the 11th, next Sunday, this is just ahead of time. It's Veterans Day for us here in the United States, and for Canada, it's Remembrance Day. So mark that down on the 11th. And, of course, you know that the 22nd is Thanksgiving. Yay! Love being with the family. And also, I want you to put down on the 14th and the 28th. That's the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month. We'll have conversations with Mr. Harry Pisanis. If you didn't get a get a chance to listen to him last month. Harry is a fitness guru. He has his own business, what I want to say, where you go work out. I'm sorry, the word is missing me. Also has a clothing line, and he has a book out called The Truth is a Lie. He's also very good at the human psyche as well as the human condition. So we discuss everything from religion, the politics, the relationships, just, I mean, he's phenomenal. So if you get a chance, it's at 6 p.m. on the 14th and the 28th, Mr. Harry Pisanis. Okay, and I think that's it. I think everything else is up to date. Oh, I do want to say this. I'm sorry. On Harry's show, the 14th, it repeats Saturday, the 17th, at 2 p.m. So if you're unable to hear it on Wednesday night, you can listen to it Saturday afternoon. And the same thing on the 28th, it will repeat on the 1st of December at 2 p.m. Okay. Well, we're going to do a quick prayer. Sorry, no birthdays today. I'll check back with Miss Nina. So our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Okay. We release all karmic density from our spirits, our minds, and our bodies. From the past, the present, and the future, and from the earth, moon, and sun, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. And here's a financial one. Make it happen here and now in this timeline. Something great is about to happen to us. The vibrations and energies of our soul, our pineal glands, and our higher selves gives us financial abundance in all ways. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Energies, vibrations, and dimensions are opening everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. Our wills be done. Okay, well, we're ready to begin. We've got a full board. As I do, I started, and I'm going to say thank you for calling into the show, 551-414-404-917-347-703-914-646-203, and 780 is my co-host. So without further ado, thank you all so much for calling and joining the show and supporting us, and also the people in the chat room. We do appreciate that. Okay, let's begin. So our first call is area code 551. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
I'm sorry, say it
again. Tasha.
I'm sorry, Tasha. Well,
yeah.
Hi, Tasha. How are you doing? And welcome to the show. You're our first caller. What can me and Miss Nina answer for you today, young lady?
I was just calling about a person that I am currently dating. And
okay.
I just
What's
know,
his first name?
It's David.
Okay, that's all. Go ahead. What's your question about David?
Just if he's a good guy and if he presents himself the way he really is.
Oh, is he being honest and truthful with you? Is that what you want to know? That this is real. He's not putting on a front.
Yeah,
is that
or
what you want to know?
Yes,
this is
supposed to be into a relationship or something long term.
Okay. Well, I can tell you right off the bat, he's spiritual. I got that right away as you were talking. Now, I'm not saying necessarily he goes to church every Sunday. Maybe he does. I don't know. But he is spiritual in the fact that he knows the prayer and God. Okay, so, yeah, that way spiritual. Let's see. Well, he's definitely interested in you. He's got a twinkle in his eye, like a little sparkle to me. That's how I'm seeing it, like sparkling. So I just say a twinkle in his eye, but, yeah, that's how I feel. So, yeah, he's definitely in your corner, definitely interested. He likes when you two communicate and put your cards on the table, and you're truthful and honest. So I understand from your part, and he feels that way too. For him, it takes the relationship another level, takes it up, because he believes in what you have to say, and hopefully you believe in him. But you can ask him anything, Tasha. He's not about hiding. He maybe some things he won't go into deep detail with you, but if something has occurred in his life and you asked, he will tell you. You know, he's not the type of person that'll throw a rock and then hide his hand if you ask. No, like I said, he may not go into detail, but he is there. He's a good guy. I mean, I'm feeling good things off of him. I just think for both of you, you want good communication, truth, faith, and loyalty, you know, all those good things. But, yeah, I feel good about him. Good guy. Let me ask Nina. Miss Nina, what are you picking up on David?
Picking up anything negative? He seems like he's straightforward. He's true to himself, which is a good thing. Give him a chance, and he'll also be true to you.
Yep, that's what I feel too. I feel too. So it's a good relationship, Tasha.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I can understand your reluctance because you're looking at what you've been through in the past with, you know, other relationships,
it's the age difference too.
That's okay. Look, what do I always tell y'all? Love does not have color, and love does not have an age. Right? So that's okay. If he's a little bit older, that's all right. As long as he treats you with respect and honor and values you as a human being, not just as a woman, but who you are, girl, you're good to go. You're good to go. He's a good guy. So for me, I'm telling you, stick with it. Don't kick him to the curb. Stick with him. He's a good guy.
Okay, because I was thinking about backing off.
No, don't do that. Communication is very good for you, too. It is. It's a strong point. So, you know, if you have questions, ask him. He'll tell you. Like I said, he may not go into deep detail about some things, but he'll answer your question, and it'll be the truth. It won't be like he's just telling you something to pacify you. No, he's telling you the truth. Okay? All right, Tasha. I still hear the reluctance, and I can feel the resistance somewhere.
Come on. It's rushing into things like the moving, talking about moving in. I'm concerned about finances. Like, I want to make sure, you know, this is this person can.
And you're
going to
ask him that then. Don't let a man move in with you until you know for certain that it's going to be marriage. If it's just the cow and free milk, hell to the no. Okay? So before all the move in and stuff, make sure that he's correct in what he's doing. If he moves in, he must be thinking about marriage. That's what you need to put on the table. Otherwise, you got your place and he got his. Right?
Can I just step in here for just 1 minute? Tasha, if he's moving too fast, slow him down, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know,
to be honest, I think I just want to date.
Well, then just date Tasha.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Just date him. Find out where this is going to go first. Because, girlfriend, if you give up on love just because he's moving too fast, you may regret it for the rest of your life. So give him a chance first, okay?
I know, but it's like personal inner issues. I'm going to be honest. It's like, I don't know. The age difference is kind of creepy because, I mean, you know,
yeah,
what about
you know what? Okay, now let's stop. I'm going to stop you right here. If this is what you're going to argue with us with about what we have told you, you phoned in and asked your question. We gave you the answer. You want to change things? Go right ahead and change things.
Mm-hmm.
But why ask if you're going to argue with us about our answer?
It's not arguing with you. I'm sorry you took it that way. But I was just saying I was a little reluctant.
Yep.
to Atlanta's question because she said it sounds like I had reluctance, and I was just telling her I was a little reluctant.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay to date.
Yeah. Just date him for a while and find out exactly what he's about and if you are good together. Because, like I said, girlfriend, you don't want to give up on love just because of age. That would be pretty nasty, really. Give it a try.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Tasha, we got to move on. We got a full board
today.
But, yeah, give us, you know, call me back and, you know, maybe in a week or something and see how things are going, okay, and let us know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thanks for calling. All right, next call, area code 414. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, thank you, guys. My name is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, I know I'm going to get this promotion as assistant director, but in, you know, the time frame, how soon? Because right now they haven't processed anything for the assistant director now to become the director. So I'm trying to see the time frame.
Oh, okay. Let's see. There's a little bit of a delay, and I'm picking up paperwork. But I see you in that position by the end of this month. Now that's what I'm picking up. I see a little bit of a delay and paperwork. That's it. And at the end of the month, probably right after Thanksgiving, you should start working that position.
Yes.
Miss Nina?
I picked up 3 weeks.
You picked up what? 3 weeks? I'm sorry.
I picked up 3 weeks. Yeah, I picked up 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then that's perfect. Yeah, that's right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're on the same. Well, congratulations, Felicia. God bless you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for him. I didn't find my calling because I have so many things that I can do that I get a joy out of. But this position fills them all.
Good
and
for
why
you.
I'm so excited about it. Thanks.
Well, good. Well, you just enjoy.
Thanks,
when Thanksgiving
lady.
Rolls around, you'll have several things to be thankful for, but one of them is finally getting what you want. So,
yes.
Congratulations.
Thank
from
you,
me
lady.
And Miss Nina. Yes, we're happy for you, and good for you. Good for you.
Thanks.
All right, well, have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Next caller, area code 404. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ashia.
Bakia?
Ashia.
You got to spell
Ashia.
That, honey. I'm
but
sorry. I'm not understanding.
You can just
Asia.
You can call me Asia. Yeah. But
okay.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I-A.
Hasia. Oh, wait. Spell it again. I'd rather go to the angels with your
yeah, she said
name,
it right.
Your birth name.
I'm saying it right, then. It's just Hasia, right?
Wait, I'm sorry. Your phone blacked out. It's
okay,
Hasia.
Spell
A-S-H-I-A.
Hasia.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Ashia. Okay, now I understand. I'm sorry, baby. Okay, now I understand. Ashia. Well, Ashia, welcome to the show, young lady.
Hey.
And what can we answer for you today?
Well, first I want to say thanks for taking my call. And well, I have a question about my job. I was supposed to get a transfer, but that didn't happen. So do you see me, like, getting a raise at my job or me finding a different job with better pay? Like, because I'm so stressed out right now with job and work that my cycling came on, but I don't know if I'm pregnant, so I don't know.
I think while you didn't get that job transfer, they didn't think you were ready for it yet. something about skills or technology, and that's probably why you didn't get that. I see you kind of going up the ladder, so you're moving up. You want, yeah, that's good. Okay, that's good. Promotion, raise. I'm not picking up anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not. Nina, are you picking up anything? I didn't.
I'm picking up that there's raise coming through, but no, I'm not picking up a promotion.
Oh, a raise.
Okay. So when is she going to get a raise?
Before the end of the year. That's all I'm getting is before the end of the year. The number 13 keeps flashing in front of me. I don't know why. Maybe it's December 13. Maybe it's 13. I don't know. The 13 keeps flashing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, she sees you getting it. I didn't see that part. I just saw about the job transfer, but yeah, she sees you getting a raise. So if maybe if it's not the 13th of December, not the 13th maybe of November, but of December, because she said toward the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I would just jot
so
that down, keep that date
yeah.
in mind. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so November 13th, okay. Oh, unless you said December 13th. Oh, no, because I do security. So I'm just doing this while I'm in school. So I'm just not really looking for a promotion, just a raise. Until I'm in school.
Okay, well, there you go. She said before the end of the year. I because Nina's saying 13th, I think I would more go for the 13th of December than November.
Okay.
But, you know, jot it down both months, November and December, because that's when it's going to occur around that time. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we're wishing you the best, young lady.
Thank you.
And thank
so
you for calling.
So that's my job or a new job?
We looked at where you're at right
job
now.
Or a new job? Okay, where I'm at right now. Okay, December 13th. All right.
Okay. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling.
You too.
You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. And also the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And don't forget, push 1 so you can get into the queue, okay? Thank you. All right, next caller is area code 917. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, hey, Nina, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great. And who is this? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Tim. I'm from New York.
Oh, well, welcome, Tim, to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm great. I can't complain.
Okay.
So my
question. What can we answer for you?
Well, my question was, I have an 8-year-old foster son. I've been going back and forth with court last 4 years, and, you know, it's a lot of challenges with kids in care. So I just was calling to see if there was any feelings from spirit-wise where I'm going to actually win and get to raise this kid.
If there's going to be a woman in your life, is that what you said?
No. This was if I'm going to win in court and actually get to raise this 8-year-old kid.
Oh, okay, win in court so that you have the child. Well, you know what? I'm going to turn this over, Tim, to Nina, because Nina deals with children every day and different situations.
Okay.
So I'm going to let her handle this call. Yeah.
You got it.
Tim, you are going to win, but it's not necessarily going to be next week.
Oh, no, nothing. It's nothing in this is quick. It's been 4 years back and forth. I go to court, I think, next in March. But, you know, I'm just trying to keep it together. I feel like I can save this kid, and it's good for me and good for him, even though it's very challenging.
Yes. Foster children are always challenging. I was a foster parent for many, many years. Yeah, that little guy is going to stay with you.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yay.
And, yeah, how come we have another caller on? You seem to have
okay.
a lot of background noises happening. Anyways, you will do a good job with that little man. And
okay.
You are going to make a great big difference in his life.
Oh.
That is great to hear.
Aww.
Yeah, so congratulations and God bless you.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You very much.
God bless you and thank you for, you know, for being a foster parent. Thank you for that.
You got it. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great night, guys. Thank you very much.
Oh, you,
you
too,
too,
and thanks for calling, Tim. God bless you. All right, next caller, area code 347. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kat.
This is Kat?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Kat, welcome to the show. And what questions can we answer for you today?
Well, I wanted to know a little bit about maybe love.
Okay, no problem. Okay, are you involved right now or someone you're interested in?
Not at the moment.
Okay, so you just want to know what's coming up for love in your life, right?
Yes.
Okay, why do I feel there's a man in the background? I'm seeing a man standing behind you. Did you just recently break up with someone or separate?
No, but there may be a chance I kind of like someone who is not single. So that's possible. Yeah.
Well, okay. All right, because I was seeing a guy. My angels are telling me you need to clear your mind first. It's almost like a dishwasher. Is that what I'm going to say? A washing machine. There's all these things in there, and it's going around and around and around, and it's like, okay, they got to get clean before you can wear them again. But they're telling me you need to clear your mind. Are you holding on to some past hurts or past involvements in relationships that you haven't let go?
I think it's mainly, like I totally get that metaphor. It has to
okay.
do with my constant wanting to be in a relationship and wanting to find somebody who I can like share a life experience with. And
sure.
This inability to actually do so because multiple times I will get disappointed or like multiple red flags will just light up and I'm just like, okay, this is a disappointment.
Okay. Now I'm seeing a mirror. They're showing me a mirror in front of my face and you're the one looking in the mirror. It's reflecting back on you. I kind of go back to what I said, were you holding on to anything? It's almost like they want you to look inside you, what you really want. Like you may have a criteria for the kind of man that you, you know, want to be involved with and be married, blah, blah, blah. But it first begins with you. And so what I'm getting from the angels is that you need to clear your mind and really decide what it is that you want in a relationship and compromise within yourself. Don't say like, oh yeah, he's going to be very handsome or rich or whatever. Say, no, he's a man that treats me like a queen and respects me and honors me. And he's a helpmate, you know, kind of on that line. And someone will come. I see a guy, but he's so far away. It's like I'm in Washington and he's in New York. It's that distance, like months down the line, sometime next year, maybe in the summertime of 2019, but I'm not seeing a gentleman right now. Nina, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up the same as you are. You, yeah, what's going on is you really need to decide what it is that you really want in a partner. And my suggestion to you is to start writing things down. Even if they're flippant and extravagant or whatever else, write them down for now. And then really go through that list again, eliminate some of the stuff that's just too flippant, and decide really, really, really what you want in a partner. You're kind of up in the air. You don't want to be hurt anymore. And damn, I sure do understand that. Being hurt is a nice way to go. But just you need to clear your mind and decide exactly, and I mean exactly what you want. Because, you know, once you do that, it generally happens. So sit down with yourself tonight and just see what you really do want.
And yeah, I don't be very anybody, clear.
Yeah, I don't see anybody coming for you until next year either.
Yeah. And when you have your clarity and you're asking or praying or putting it out there to the universe, make sure you say single. Because I was caught up like that too. I told God what I wanted, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he did bless me with a man, but he was the wrong man. He was married. And I was like, well, God, we got a misunderstanding here. But I didn't say single. I said, right. I wanted a man to treat me like a queen. And he did. But he was a married man. So I was like, well, this can't go anywhere. You know, so that's why I'm saying, make sure you say single, because you will be granted what you ask for. That's why they say you better be clear of what you want. So just take that as a little tidbit for you.
Yeah. Sounds like solid advice. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Kat. Thanks for calling. And keep in touch with us, you know, periodically. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Come on, smile. You're a pretty girl. Smile. All right. There we go. All right. Love you. Have a wonderful week.
Okay. You too.
Y'all know I'm empathic. I can feel you. Okay. Area code 703. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Andrea. How are you guys?
Oh, doing great. And yourself, young lady? Welcome
I'm
to
good.
The
I
show.
I just got back from New York. Yeah, we've talked before. I just got back from New York City a couple hours ago.
All right.
It was a long trip, but a good one. I was actually trying out for another version of America's Got Talent. I don't know if you remember. We talked probably a long time ago about my audition, but it was actually much better.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
It was so much better. It was so much better this time because I got to be interviewed by the producers.
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Scoop us.
So, yeah, and some of the people I auditioned with were just, I don't know why they even bothered coming, maybe for 10 seconds of fame, but the producer, I think, really loved it because he was singing along to my song and having a good old time. So what do you pick up? Do you think I'm going to get a call for the next round?
Yes, I see two. You are. I see two ND, so second. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You did make one heck of an impression. You truly did this time. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I have to give you a little clap, girlfriend. That's good.
I think because the interview is going to go along, because they watch the interviews and then they're going to watch the audition. So I think those two are going to tie each other together somehow.
Yep. Yep, you definitely made a good impression. I see you in the finals. Yeah. I see three people in the finals, and you're one of the three. So keep that energy going, that positivity, yes. There's something I can feel is going through my body right now, that you'll be one of the top three
timing.
Finalists.
divine timing because
yes.
I went to New York City. I tossed and turned when what time I should go. I'm like, I went back to bed, got up, went back to bed. I'm like, let me just go now. I went to get breakfast. I mean, it was just that particular second. If I left like maybe a minute later, I happened to be walking by a producer with my flashy outfit. She says, oh, I love the outfit. I said, I made it. She goes, really? I made this. And I told her what I did. She goes, do you want to be interviewed? I'm like, well, hell yeah. I'm like, I can't wait for this. And she's like, well, you got that great bubbly personality. You're going to do awesome. And the interview was like, it was awesome. And then the audition was even more awesome. So I'm like, thank you to the divine universe.
Also, I want to tell you, they're showing me there is a guy in entertainment that's a producer and
mm-hmm.
kind of big time. He's going to notice you, too. He's going to be in the audience. The only thing I'm going to tell you is either when you meet with him, because he might – I see paperwork, so I see like he might want to sign you right away to a contract. Please
mm-hmm.
take a girlfriend, a sister, your mom. I don't care, but take another person with you when you go for that particular round, you know, because he is going to come up and talk to you, I seem. But his paperwork is like he wants this to happen real fast, and I don't want that to do that. I don't want that to happen.
Oh,
right.
I get myself a lawyer.
That's fine. You got the paperwork and stuff. Okay, but I don't know. What they're showing me is that you need a second person with you on that particular.
Okay.
Maybe it's
okay.
when you're the last three and he sees you because he's in the audience and I see the paperwork. But they don't want you – what the guys are telling me, they don't want you to sign any paperwork right away. They want you
okay.
to think about it. Do you want to
mm-hmm.
be with this company, with Sony or Paramount or, you know, whatever, that just – you're happy – God bless you. You're happy and stuff, but just slow it down a little bit and really look. But for some reason, you need a second person to be there with you. I guess maybe as a witness or, you know, whatever. But they're telling me you need to have a person with you. So when
yeah,
you get down and you're
the
last
the
three.
Making.
Okay. Well, so when
my,
you get down to the last
was,
three and you're one
yeah,
of the top three,
okay.
so. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I first
I'm so happy for you. Thanks for
I'm
calling me and Nina back and letting
I know.
Us know.
I will absolutely let you know.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Oh, God, that's just beautiful. I'm excited for you. Miss
yeah,
Nina, did
too.
You have anything for Andrea, too?
No, I don't have anything. Andrea, I just want to ask you, do you dance as well?
I perform music and sign language, so I kind of throw some dance in there with the music.
Okay, because I saw you dancing.
I was actually, I had a little dance in there.
All right.
Are
we're so excited for you. Yes, ma'am. All right,
ma'am.
We expect a call
all
now.
Right.
Let us know.
Oh, I will, trust me, I will.
Okay, and
okay.
you have a wonderful
right.
week, and God bless
you.
You
too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling us, letting us know. We love, you know, you guys, you can always call. I mean, we love validation. We always get that, and we appreciate that. But when, you know, things have transpired in your life that's really good, we appreciate it when you share that with us as well as the audience. But it's just a beautiful thing. Okay, area code 914. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Katie. Thank you so much for taking my call. How are you, ladies?
Well, welcome to the show, Dee Dee. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. It's Katie.
Oh, Katie, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome
okay.
to the show, Katie.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
I'm doing an event to help women in the arts, and I was wondering if you see me getting any help in terms of sponsorship, that kind of thing, or how you see the event going. Any kind of energy you pick up around it, I'd be most grateful for.
Is this having to do with art? I'm seeing a woman, and it's like paintings on the walls and different things. Does this have to do with art?
I do a little bit of that, too, but, yes, it's for women in film predominantly.
Okay, because I see this woman, and it's just she's got different paintings I see, you know, on the wall and people coming in to look.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should add that to it as well.
Sponsorship.
I picked up, I'll tell you right now, Katie, I picked up either Pepsi or Coke will sponsor this.
Or really?
Ooh.
Wow.
But for them to do
wow.
that, you have to let them know what's going on. So send a letter to them or
yeah.
email or. But yeah, I picked up either one of those is going to pick up on that. And definitely include the painting in with the film.
Include
yeah.
what, Mario? I didn't hear you.
The painting.
The paintings as well? Include that
yes.
as part of it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Oh, thank you. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
You will have lots of sponsors. But the biggest one will be one of the pop, either Pepsi or Coke. So yeah, go out and start sending out those letters. You will get sponsorship.
Oh, fantastic!
All right,
thank you.
Give her a hand clap.
Thank you. And I will.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you know what? Congratulations, young lady. Congratulations,
thank
Katie.
Thank you.
You worked hard
for
it. You deserve it. Yes, ma'am.
You
deserve it.
Oh,
all right.
You.
Have a wonderful week, and we love ya.
Love you, too.
Okay. Next caller is area code 646. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how are you ladies doing? This is Terry.
This is who? Terry?
Terry, yes.
Did you say Terry or Carrie? I want to make sure I pronounce
Terry,
your name correctly.
You
with a T. Okay. Well, welcome,
yeah.
Terry, to the show. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
What can we answer for you today, young lady?
Yes, I've been doing some soul searching on myself, and I want to get into a relationship. Not now, but, you know, I would say sometime next year. And I just wanted to see if you see that happening. I kind of have a list set up. What I like and what I don't like. So I want to kind of ransom that I'm going to actually like.
You know what, Terry? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but it's hard for me to hear you. It's like your mouth is away from the mouthpiece. So you're mumbling to me. I didn't even understand the question.
Okay, so I'm turning the phone down. I just turned up the phone. So my question to you is this. Currently I'm single. I've been doing some soul searching. So I've been finding out what I like, you know, what I desire, what I want my, you know, potential future mate to be. And I wanted to see if you see me getting a future boyfriend in the future, someone that I like.
Oh, okay. Future boyfriend. Ooh, I see a guy light-skinned that he's a different culture, though. He looks like he's Puerto Rican or East Indian. Write that down. Seem Puerto Rico or East Indian.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
That's different. Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing a different culture. This is going to come about between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's the timeline.
Okay.
At least that's what my guide's giving me right now, is between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
And
you're
going to meet this person at a intimate gathering. And I mean, like, you know, you're at somebody's house and they're having a party. I don't know if it's a holiday party or what, but it's like about 20 people. But you're at a house and that's where you meet this guy. You get introduced to him. He is single. I'm not seeing any children. I just see that signal. And he might be 5 years older than you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, about 5 years older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. He's just a different culture. Whichever, whether he's Puerto Rican or East Indian, nice-looking guy, hard worker. You're telling me? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so he's all set up. You know, he works. He has his own place. He's set. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much independent. Yeah. This guy is that. He does have his own place and vehicles and all. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think he lives in a town. Looks like he lives in a town home.
Okay. Now.
Condo, but town. Yeah. Miss Nina, what are you picking up for Terry?
Not much. Just, yeah, I'm in agreement with what you have just told her.
Yeah, he's gonna be a different culture.
Patience,
Terry, patience. I'm telling you that because I don't want you to like. I don't even know what he's saying or what he's doing. Forget him. No, I don't want you to do that. Just be patient. Communication.
Okay.
I always say that communication is understanding.
Okay.
So, meeting, like I said, it's coming up, which I know we're going into the holidays and people will be having different gatherings, of course. But that's where you'll meet this guy. But it'll be at a home.
Oh.
It's not at a commercial place. It's in somebody's home, small, intimate party. And
nice.
The guy's there.
Oh,
so, yeah.
This might go. Okay, so this might go into a relationship type of thing.
I'm sorry.
So I thought this might go into a relationship. Just meeting him.
It could be a relationship. That would be up to you too. That's communication.
Okay,
communication
so
and understanding.
Well.
So yeah, that'd be up to you too. But I don't see anything bad. They're just showing me these
cool.
two guys that are different cultures that will approach you. You know that
okay.
you two will talk. Yeah. Give it a chance. You never know. I always say we can learn something new every day, and who knows where love is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. Thank you.
All right, Terry. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, young lady.
Lennis?
Yes?
Lennis, before we go on any further, for those of you that are calling in or going to talk to us on the line, please, 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 cut out any TV noise, radio noise, or anything else you have in the background, and speak clearly into your telephone. We are picking up all kinds of background noises right now, and it makes it really hard for us to hear exactly what you're trying to say to us. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Ditto. Ditto. I'm right there with you. Okay.
Yeah, it's been really difficult, really, really difficult to hear everybody today.
Yes, and please speak right into the mouth of the phone so we can hear you clearly. All righty. Okay, next caller is area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Hope you're both good. you two are the best. I am concerned about, moving. I'm going to have to move when my lease is up towards the end of the year. And I'm just wondering if I'm going to be better off moving out of state, maybe a job will come up out of state, or if I should just think about staying in the job I'm in and just moving closer to work.
I got closer to work right away.
So did I.
Yep.
Yeah.
Closer to your job, which would be a good thing because it seems like you could either drive or walk to work. That's how close you are. You have two options.
Yeah. It's just that there's like no life down there. So, I mean, it's like I'm just working to pay a big rent and have nothing. So that's my kind of hope. It's a big deal to change jobs, especially when you're exhausted. So I was just wondering if I should plan on the job coming up and moving out of state, or just trying to, you know, stay in the job and just move closer. But you both think that I should just stay in this job?
Well, your move will take you closer to the job, but, you know, you have the option, Michelle, to move out of state if you want to. If you do, I only see you two states away from where you're at right now.
Yeah.
Yep, you're only two states away from where you're living, so that's definitely a possibility. But your move right now, if you want to go ahead and do that, then yes, you'll be closer to your job. Now, you said there's nothing down there. I guess it's not really a social life or whatever down there.
Yeah.
You have the option to move. You two states away, and maybe it'll be better social activity for you.
Yeah. Everything will come up at the same time. And I'm concerned about my cat mostly. If it was just me, I could go rent a room somewhere, you know. But given the cat, it's like, you know, it's hard to move with a cat. And obviously I don't want to give up my cat. And it's a big deal.
Yeah, but there's apartments and some landlords, they allow you to bring your animals. I don't understand that. You just have to look for those places that accept animals.
Well, the thing is that it's L.A., and if I want to be paying like $2,600 a month for a one-bedroom apartment with my cat, I can do that and live in a dinky little one-bedroom going nowhere. Or I could just get the heck out of L.A., you know.
Two things just came up while you were talking, San Diego and Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona might be a good
possibility. I didn't get a city in Arizona. They just said the state. But San Diego, another city, or the state of Arizona. Have you thought about that?
Moving in that direction? I'm hoping to get an interview very soon in Arizona. But it has to coincide with the time that I leave. And I have 2 months to leave, but it has to coincide with me moving at that time. Otherwise, it's like, where do I go? You know, where do I go with the cat? Sign a lease just to break a lease? You know, it's a big mess. So,
well, if
you
got 2 months. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
I'm just going to intervene just for a second. You are putting up your own roadblocks, right? If you want something, focus on that something and move towards it. Don't put up any roadblocks. Don't put up, oh, if I sign a lease, oh, if I have the cat. No, if that is what you want, make the steps to obtain it. Don't put up the roadblocks. Put it out to the universe. Say prayers every night. Do something, but move in that direction. Even if it's only in your thoughts.
Yeah. Be positive. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just keep
I don't really want to go down there, but obviously it's going to be closer and it'll be better. Either way, it'll be better in some respect. So
exactly. You know what? Better is always great, but even better is great. So don't let your dreams be kiboshed just because of roadblocks.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah, sometimes when you change a job, you don't know what you're going to get. So that's the thing that sometimes you really don't know what you're... Sometimes you just get screwed. You know, everything is true. So it's a risk. Changing jobs is a risk.
Life's a risk. Life is a risk.
Yeah.
Moving is a risk.
That's right, every day.
Everything is a risk. Walking out your front door is a risk. But it's a risk that we have to take if we want to move forward in our life.
Yeah. That's very positive. That's very true.
Yep.
You can do this, Michelle.
Thank you.
You can. You can do this. I know that you're capable. I can feel it. So I know that you can do it. And just add a codicil to Nina. Arizona would be good for you. Yeah. The tax rate is 5.5. So trust me, you'll have money in your pocket again. You won't be from one payday to the next. So that is a good thing. And Arizona definitely caters to animals, you know.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem either. So it's a good thought. Yeah, if you got 2 months, I'd definitely put those applications out and be packing boxes like I'm moving to Arizona. And I feel like it's more possible with your pet in Arizona than it would be, you know, in California. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Michelle. Thank you for calling, and God bless you. And have a wonderful week, young lady. Area code 513, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, area code 513, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Sean. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I do now. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you for having me on the show. I want to start by saying I'm very skeptical of trying to understand the things I want to understand. And the way I'm starting probably is throwing you off, but what I want to know is
your ability.
I have dreams when dreams about things that I don't know. I've been doing a lot of things in my life, and very successful, but then I've been not successful, and then next thing you know, I'm like dreaming about the things that happened before they happened, and I want to have some clarity on what does that mean.
Nina?
I don't have any idea.
I'm confused.
Me too.
Ask someone.
Can you put that in any more clarity? Could you put that in a little bit more clarity? Because I'm just confused. I can't go to the angels with. I don't even know what to ask them.
Okay, let me start over. So I have dreams that I see things before they happen, and
okay,
and it bothers me, but I don't know what to think from those things. I don't know what to understand from that.
Now, I will tell you this. Nina's a Reiki master, but I will tell you this. Dreams usually show you what is to come or validate what has happened. So sometimes dreams are your warnings. And dreams are also good things because sometimes they let you know, like, oh, wow, you know, this great job is coming up, or the car that you wanted to buy, you're going to be able to get it. They show you that in a dream. And also it can forewarn you. Go ahead, Nina.
And I'm just going to tell you, when I first realized I was psychic, that's how messages came to me, was through my dreams. And that, as a very young child, I would get these dreams. And I would dream, and then the next day I would have that exact conversation or that exact thing that I was dreaming about would happen today. And initially, it kind of scared me until I talked to my aunt, and she said, just go, let it happen. And because I listened to her and developed my skill as a psychic that way, you could, through your dreams, be psychically picking up on things that are going to happen in your life. Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah.
Yes. Did that help you?
Yeah.
John, you're sensitive. And I also feel you're a medium, too. Not only are you sensitive, but you're a medium, too. So you've got a gift, young man. You're blessed with the gift. Could you tell the lady to be quiet for a minute while we talk to you? Because she's disturbing my thoughts with the angels and the guides.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just we're concentrating on you, John, to give you the best information to the best of our ability.
Yeah, and just go with it, John. Don't be afraid of it. Just go with it. And you'll eventually, everything will clear up. God, the universe, angels do clear things up for you. So let it happen. Go with it. And if you wake up after these dreams, write it down, because there's always a message in these dreams for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
John, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. Do this and give us a call back next week and let us know how you're doing.
Please.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And we'll try our best to continue to answer the questions that you may have. But, yeah, you got a gift, young man. So God bless you. You know, use it for the good. And when you dream, always ask at night. If you've got a question about something, just tell the angels, say, would you show me so-and-so? And trust me, you'll get your answer. It will come. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, John, and you have a wonderful week, sir. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And push 1 so you can get in the queue. Okay, area code 908, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. just calling about my career, if you saw any changes or anything, any promotions.
Okay. Well, you did apply for something earlier this year, didn't you? To move up? Did you try?
No.
Or did you meet with somebody? It seemed like you were already on this path, but earlier this year.
I was just starting a new job, which is the one I'm at right now, but thinking about doing something else.
Two weeks. Something is going to come up. They're telling me that for you to look in the paper, I don't know if you, because some cities, they don't even have newspaper anymore. It's all online on the internet. Yeah. But they're saying in 2 weeks you're going to see something, and it's like, wow, that's what you've been, and you're going for it with the gusto. I see you so focused. It's like whatever this job is, it's what you've been looking for a long time, and now it's available, and you got to go for it with the gusto. And get that position, get that job, because that's what you wanted. But
I wonder
in 2 weeks' time, well, I don't know. You're going to see something. That's what they're showing me. It's like you're looking at the paper. They're showing me a newspaper. So you're either looking at a newspaper or you're on the internet that's the news, you know, because now you can, your city, whatever the paper may be, you can just pull it up online. But it's going to capture your attention because you're going to stop and like, I can't believe that's it. That's the job. And you're going to go for it. And I'm just telling you, fierce, as Patti LaBelle say, be fierce with a girl. And tell the universe, this is your job. Not am I going to get it. This is my job. And I'm going for it, and I'm going to be working there. And it looks like the money's kind of good too, Ashley. It ain't short on the money, girlfriend.
Yeah,
money
I've been
good.
Looking for. Yeah, the money has definitely been. Definitely need a pay increase.
Yeah, well, this job is going to pay well, but it's what you've always wanted.
You know, finally, that's why you just, in 2 weeks, you just, I don't know, you're on the internet or you're reading the paper, but you'll see it and go for it. So I'm going to tell you, your Christmas present is going to be what you wanted, the type of place that you wanted to work at, co-workers and all that, going to work, coming home. It'll be the dream job. Where some people say, oh, how you doing? I'm living the dream. For you, yes, you are going to be living the dream because this is what you desired and wanted and put out there.
Yeah, just throw the man and the kids in it, too, and then it'll just set it off. So, yeah.
Tamina, did you have anything for Ashley?
Yeah, the husband and the kids is coming later. Job first.
Okay. All right, so it'll be a change from where I'm at right now.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's what you really wanted. Don't leave this job, though. When you see that job, of course you're going to apply for it and go for it, and you're going to get the job. Yeah, but I don't want you to, like, forget you people. I ain't coming in tomorrow. Yes, you will. Yeah. Yes, you will.
Okay.
But
I'm
in
trying
2 weeks.
To figure out. Mm-hmm.
So watch the internet or your newspaper.
Is there anything with traveling? Because that's always, like, been traveling.
Well, that's another question. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
One question. We have eight more.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay. We're wishing you the very best, and thanks for calling. And let us know, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. All right. Next caller, area code 505. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Camilla. Hi, Linus and Miss Nina. Glad you accepted my call today. Calling about a
yes,
man.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Okay, what about the man?
Okay, well, his name is James. Somebody I've been seeing for a real long time, like 15 years. He's a royal pain in the behind. I don't know if you need any information about him. He's been, God, a challenge to say the least. He was with another woman for a real long time, but she finally left, and then we were kind of together for a while, and then, boom, he came up with another woman. So here we are two years after that. We've been round and round, this man and I.
Okay,
so anyway,
let me stop
I don't know
you.
What y'all can tell me about that.
Okay, let me stop you right now. When did you stop loving Camilla?
Oh, I feel like I love myself. You know, I'm a pretty independent person.
Then if you love yourself,
go ahead.
Now you're telling me that you love yourself. Why are you with this man?
We're actually not together at the moment, but he does keep coming around. So I'm wondering
because
what
you
the
allow
heck
it.
Is going on with him.
You allow
okay.
it.
Yeah, ignore him. But kick him to the curb and leave him out in the garbage. It's time you move on.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
I have
you're so much better than that. I'm surprised at you, Camilla. You're so much better than that, girl. If you love yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically, then delete him out your life totally. You don't need anybody to bring you down. You can do that by yourself, right? You're trying to lift up and look upward and better. So think better of yourself, like, okay, I look good, I smell good, and I taste good. Now what? Okay?
Well,
all right, then.
I had another gentleman as well. So, you know, that's kind of why I'm wondering, like, what is going on? What? Why do I keep having this back and forth game?
Because you allow it.
With all...
Yeah, you're allowing
because you allow it. What is it? Can't nobody bother you if you don't let them, right? And nobody can walk in your house until you open that door. Okay.
Right.
They can't walk in your house until you open that door. They can't walk into your life until you open them into your life. If you don't want them there, it's real simple. Like, no, we're done. It's a done deal.
Right. Right. Okay.
And don't look back. Right. Don't give them the opportunity to come back in your life. You're done. You know, you're a good person. I can feel your spirit. You're a good person. Why are you taking low? I don't care. Michelle Obama said they go low, we go high. Girl, you shouldn't have never went low. You're a much better person than that. Jesus, I can feel you.
Right.
Listen, excuse my language, but fuck Dean. Okay, yes, I said that. FCC, you can find my ass. But forget him. You're a much, much better
right.
woman than that. You got a lot going for yourself, woman. Come on now, you're a queen. Why are you running around with the peasants?
Well, I haven't been running with him recently. I just keep wondering
well,
why he keeps popping back up like a bad disease or something, you know?
Only because you allow it. Go ahead, Nina.
Well, it's hard when you had some hard feelings for somebody in the past, you know?
Okay, but you're moving on now, and you're going
to
shut the door.
Trying
to. The curb, find somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay? We have to move on. And so...
Right. Okay.
Yep. All right, Camille.
Thank you.
Check with us now and then. All right. We love you.
All right.
Know that you're loved. All
love
right.
You too.
God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is area code 727. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Shantae. Hi, lady.
Hi, Shantae. What's going on, young lady?
I want to know what a love is.
Okay, now before we begin, you're not seeing anybody right now. Are you interested in anybody right now?
No, I've cut everything off. Like anything around me that's causing negativity, it has to go.
Good for you. Good for you, young lady.
Yes.
Now I see a guy, he's round. He's almost like a joker. He's funny as heck, but he's he's funny as heck, but he's round. And I'm not trying to say he's obese, because no, I don't see that. But you know, he's a little thick and could use some exercise. Let's put it like that. He could stand to be in the gym for a month or two.
Right.
Funny as heck though. He's got a beautiful personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, kind of like a joker. For him to be in a commitment, you got to make him get serious. Not make him, but, you know, like, okay, you know, I enjoy your laughter and everything, but let's talk for real. You know, people say, 100. That's 100 now.
It was one like that, but I cut him away. Like, I've been ignoring his calls, texts, all of that. I want more, and I don't want that. He jokes a lot. He don't take life seriously.
Okay.
And,
thanks for the validation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to see if anyone else coming. You know, I've been trying to clear that away.
Okay. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, there is someone coming. I can see him over your right shoulder. He's not coming up right away, but he is all dark and handsome.
Ooh, shy. do you have an idea when?
I'm not picking that up. Lennox, do you have any idea?
I got in about 3 months, like around the middle of January, right after New Year's.
He's close, but he's not right there yet. So you are going to meet him. I think you're going to meet him at some kind of a party. It's not going to be a New Year's Eve. It's not going to be a New Year's Eve party or anything, but it's going to be a smaller gathering, and you will meet him there. Okay, go ahead.
We do have a Christmas party coming up that I'm going to. I don't get out and about, but we have a job Christmas party coming up, and I'm anticipating on going.
Well, maybe it's that, but I didn't see any Christmassy festivities or anything like that.
I
don't either. I just see it as a gathering too, Nina. Like, you know, a small intimate party and she attends it. Yeah, it's not that many people there. Maybe 20, 25. Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be like a love relationship or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know.
Okay. So
thank you.
Put your womanly wiles on, young lady. And
oh,
the antennas
yeah, I'm a
up.
Person. Okay. Thank you, ladies. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, you welcome
too.
Too, and God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller is area code 850. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, this is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. I was wondering if you could give me a message for my loved ones because I need some encouragement. Things are not going so great, so.
Encouragement and what? Let me, because the angels and guides could tell us. And
okay.
What you, how you're living or your job or relationships.
Everything.
What do you need encouragement?
Oh, narrow it down, please. Narrow it down to one thing, please.
Okay. Work-wise.
Work?
Yes.
Are you working right now, Sheila?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Who is this woman on your job? She's toxic as hell. Jesus Christ.
No, no, that's...
Which one?
I'm telling you, she is, Nina. She's a blip. I'm asking about her job, and bam, they show me this woman like, ooh. Ooh. Okay, I know you're asking about the job. I guess the angels just tell them, keep your distance from her. You already know who she is, and keep your sea salt on you in your
okay.
pocket or at your desk.
Because I did apply for other jobs, so, yeah.
Well,
she applied for another job, or you... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
I have.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
The angels are telling me that if you get another job, take it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. Yep.
Yeah.
So if you're applying, if you haven't, start applying now. So you can be out of there. At least you'll be able to enjoy the month of December in peace.
It's going to happen that quickly?
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to put that energy out there. I gots to go now. I gots to go now. So you put that energy out there, and, of course, you know, prayer, meditate, whatever that you do. But, December, you'll have a nice December.
Yeah, the problem's with my supervisor, but he's a he, so.
Yeah, but this is a woman I saw, not a male. This is a female. Maybe it's someone you're not aware of behind your back. And I'm not trying to, cause any fracas on your job, but that female came up real strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, or maybe he acts as, oh, God, forgive me, maybe he acts like a blip. Maybe that's why I saw a female, because he acts like that. Is he on his period? What? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being silly. But, Miss Nina, I got to refer to her.
What? I already told you, if she applies for another job, take it when you get it. Get the hell out of there. And go on with your life, my dear.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sheila, and have a wonderful, wonderful week, young lady. Okay. Next caller, area code 561. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm hanging in there, making the best of everything.
Okay.
I'm calling to see, when do you see me getting a job, please?
Okay, have you been applying? Have you got applications out there now? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm seeing a Thursday and Friday. Not this week, but I'm just seeing those 2 days. Oh, okay. Thursday or Friday is when you're going to find out that you've gotten a position. That's why they're showing me. You might be working just before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now I'm going to tell you, either they're going to tell you on a Thursday or Friday, or you will start work Thursday or Friday. And believe me, people used to say, oh, nobody starts work on a Friday. Yes, they do. It depends on how their payroll falls. So you can start work on a Friday and then go back, you know, of course, Monday morning. But I'm seeing a Thursday or Friday. But before Thanksgiving, Miss Mina, what are you picking up? I feel like she's going to be working before, just prior, almost just close up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I picked up somewhere that's really close to where you're living. Now, I have no idea where you live or what's around you, but some place that is close to where you are living, you will get a job.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you have a time frame? Miss Mina? Because I saw just before Thanksgiving. Is that what you're picking up too?
I didn't pick up any kind of a time frame. I saw it happening soon, but
okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us in touch. Let us know, Stacy, how you doing, okay?
I will. Thank you, lady.
We'll be praying for you. You're welcome, and have a wonderful weekend, lady. Yes, ma'am. All right. We got time for one more call. 863, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Mina. Who's this?
Yay, I made it. This is Julia. Thank you for taking my call, lady.
Well, thank you for calling, Julia. And how are you doing today, young lady?
Good. Good. I'm glad I got through. I wasn't sure there for a while.
Oh, yeah. So what question can we answer for you today?
You know, I was wondering about, you know, finding the one. Finding that special someone that, you know, I can grow old together with and love and have some great fun and laughs and, you know, that special love connection.
Okay. I was going to clown you and tell you which pill. When you said the one, I thought about Matrix. Do you want the blue pill or the red pill?
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, let's see what's coming up in your love life here. Were you involved with somebody that made you kind of nervous or kind of on edge, uneasy feeling?
Well, I was married for a really long time, but I've been divorced for a few years now. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know if that's what you're picking up on or.
Okay. Well, I'm asking about your future, but for some reason the angels were showing me nervousness, uneasy. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you're still processing through that. You know, things happen. Well, they're showing me you're going to have a good Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Family and friends, whatever, but I see a lot of laughter, a lot of love, hugs and kisses. So they tell me you're going to have a good Christmas. Love life, I'm not really seeing anything. My suggestion, I'll of course check with Miss Nina. My suggestion is maybe call us back around January and see what's happening then. But right now I'm going to give it to Miss Nina because she might see, you know, something I don't see.
Yeah, okay. Nothing's going to happen immediately. I see, like, blossoms on the trees when you eventually find someone. There's
spring.
The trees are in. Yeah, it's in the spring. So, yeah, there's blossoms on the trees. I had initially saw cherry blossoms. Now, I don't know whether you grow cherries in your area or not, but that's initially what I saw, is cherry blossom.
You know, that's my favorite scent. I've got some lotion that's cherry blossoms, and that's, like, one of my favorite scents. So, you know, I was curious because, like, I was planning to move, but it seemed like it wasn't really the right time. And so probably around March is, you know, when if I'm gonna do it, it'll probably be around that time. So when you said spring, I had wondered if like the move would be like the relationship would be like associated with the move, or you know, if it's like here where I am.
No,
does that matter? Or?
No, it's with the move.
It's with the move. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wondered about that. So.
No, the move will definitely help the new relationship, whatever it is.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, you said spring, and it's like, well, that's what I was thinking, you know, because I was going to move, and then it got kind of delayed and delayed and delayed. So I'm like, well, I might as well just wait until spring now because I don't want to move in the winter. So when you said spring, I was like, I wonder if that's got anything to do with it. So.
She's good.
So yeah,
awesome. Okay.
So
well, good to know.
Enjoy your cherry blossom scent when you meet your new friend.
Awesome. Thank you very much, ladies.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Well, it's down to the wire, and I want to apologize to area code 917. Please call us back tomorrow night. We're on at 6 p.m., and, you know, you can call in like 3 minutes or so to the before the show goes on air to get in the queue early. I would like to thank everybody from around the world, folks in the chat room, on the phone. Tremendous show today. Excellent show. Thank you, everybody that called in. It was just great. We were moving and grooving. I think we did 20 people today, so it's very, very good. Don't forget tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and don't forget Tuesday to vote, people. Get out there and vote. If you can lay down and look up, you can get up. Go vote. And next Sunday is we'll be on the air. It's Veterans Day, and also in Canada, it's Remembrance Day. So let's remember about that. Okay, Miss Nina, go ahead and take us out, young lady.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for welcoming me back. I know it's been a long time since I've been on Sunday's show, but I thank you very much. I've been going through a little bit of troubles in my life, but hopefully these will all clear up. May you all have a wonderful week. Let us quit making so much noise.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Saturday night came up today. Hello, Saturday night. All right, y'all. Well,
and we will talk tomorrow. Will you quit interrupting me, woman? Damn it.
Oh, Lord, we love it. You know, we love each other. Boy, I tell you. Okay, well, it's 30 seconds. Let's get the music going. Okay, Nina, I will talk to you a little bit later. And we're out.
Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all.